Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 10th. The former publisher of BladenOnline.com has been charged with killing her husband. Charlotte Smith, age 45, of Elizabethtown, was arrested at a traffic stop in Montgomery County. She is being returned to Bladen County on a charge of first-degree murder for the death of Dane Smith in their Elizabethtown home. We have more on this developing story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The pastor of Happy Home Church is being held on underage sex charges in South Carolina. Devin Carroll, age 22, was arrested by Conway police Saturday on charges of attempting a lewd act and having sexual activity with a 15-year-old girl. The girl was a student at Conway Middle, where Carroll was previously a teacher's aide. He was released Wednesday on a $30,000 secured bond. Two masked men broke into the Crossroads Pharmacy in Wyville early Friday. Wyville police said the men, who were dressed all in black and had face coverings, stole multiple medications after disarming the security system. Lake Waccamaw commissioners on Tuesday came out strongly against the proposed major development on Old Lake Road. As proposed, the residential community would bring around 4,500 homes and as many as 10,000 people to a 1,000-acre tract between East Columbus High School and the Buckhead community. The Waccamaw Sioux tribe organized a march against the development last week near the property. The development's early plan received a positive endorsement from the County Planning Board, but is not finding support among county commissioners. Tropical storm Chantal brought several inches of rain across Columbus County Saturday into Sunday. Ditch and nuisance flooding were reported across our area. Cerro Gordo saw several roads that were closed due to high water and several homes with damage as well. Lumberton was under a flood warning for almost 72 hours. A Walmart store there had around a foot of water inside on Monday. Flood warnings have been issued for the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers. Stein promised assistance from the state as well as urgent caution during the cleanup. Some areas of the Piedmont saw as much as 11 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. If your Class C driver's license has expired, you have a 2-year grace period courtesy of a new law. Chronic backups at DMV license offices statewide led the General Assembly and Governor Stein to agree to the move. And in-state driving privileges will not be revoked if your license expires between July 1st and December 31st, 2027. The law does not apply to revocations or to commercial licenses. See this story on our website for more information. Archie Cumby, a native of Crusoe, will be the featured speaker Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society. Cumby has published a genealogy book about the island and its families and always works to preserve the history of the Crusoe community. The meeting is Saturday at 2 p.m. at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.